Some of our reader may have never heard of the band. Can you tell us more about you?
Yeah. I mean, if I have to put, you know, Soen into some short description, I would say, you know, musician, you know, progressive band, very experienced musicians. We usually want to take, you know, the music on a journey, you know, like, and we are always going for dynamics in music. That's sort of like, that's what we try to do, keep the music very emotional if we can.
All right. just to be sure, how do you pronounce the name of the band?
Soen, I would say.
Soen.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. 2 years ago, you released Tellurian. What's new since that period?
Well, you know, I'd say that, you know, it has been like a natural progress from Cognitive to Tellurian. We just made the music more emotional, less focused on, you know, just complexity or technically advanced patterns, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is progressing, you know.
Okay.
From Tellurian to Lucaya, you know, we get more and more picky with what we choose for the albums, you know, and just a complex part or a technically advanced part that doesn't carry emotion doesn't, you know, will not make it to the album nowadays, you know.
It's just, and
we are very, very much focused on what we deliver, you know, emotion-wise.
Okay.
On the album.
One of the big change was a change from label. You moved from Spine Farm to UDR.
Yeah, sure.
Can you tell us why? If it was the end of your contract with Spine Farm, or you wanted something new, or?
Yeah. We were at the end with Spine Farm, you know, and we wanted to try some new labels. So we had a discussion with a lot of labels, and there were, you know, some labels that was, you know, since we are, you know, in the progressive music genre, you know, there are some perhaps more obvious label choices, but in that sense, we got a really good vibe from UDR. You know, they really liked what we were doing, and they wanted to do something new.
Yeah, because especially UDR is not especially well known for progressive metal. They're more in traditional ones like Motorhead and stuff like that. So
exactly, yeah. And that's, you know, for us, that's exciting when someone wants to try a new path, you know, something new, to get into something different. But then we're like, and then we feel that, you know, okay, that's great, because we are also like that. It's like, that's our mentality as well. You know, if someone tells us to, if you're supposed to go to the right, then we try to go to the left and see what happens.
All right. And are you not also a little bit tired of to be still sometimes presented like the band or former guy from that band or that band? At some point, you're band by yourself. You're not from previous band of the previous members.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, you know, we understand that's inevitable. That it will have, you know, that people will speak in those terms, and of course, it's, you know, in the beginning it was a help, of course, but you know, we had some musicians that was known from before.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's at the same time, you know, we have always been very certain ourselves, so that this band is, you know, that it's a real band, if you know what I mean. After our first album, a lot of people were concerned that we were just a super group or a project.
Yeah, sure.
That would just make one album. But for us, it was, you know, we knew from the beginning that we were, you know, we were a real band, that we were in it for the long game, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when people bring that up, you know, the past. You know, we're not that concerned about it. It doesn't bother us that much.
All right.
I think what's exciting, though, is that people are really, you know, starting to understand that we are, you know, we're here to stay, and that we also get a lot of fans that perhaps have never heard the other stuff that we have done in previous bands. That's very exciting.
Again, if we come back to the Tellurian period, is there one souvenir or one event that for you would kind of synthesize this whole chapter in the life of the band?
Well, you know, there's some natural things that is, you know, some natural closings, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we changed the guitarist.
Yeah.
We had, you know, Kim left the band of the Tellurian, and Marcus entered the band, so that of course has affected the music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Still, you know, when it comes to the composition of the music, it's Martin and I. We have always been the creative force in the band, so. And Martin has always been writing most of the guitar riffs and stuff. So,
okay.
So and the core of Soen is there. But of course, things change when you bring in new elements.
New blood, yeah.
You know? Yeah, new blood. Yeah, that will, of course, change things. But I'm sure that people will, you know, definitely recognize the characteristics of Soen, because Martin and I has always been sort of the composing part, you know, the writers of the music.
Okay.
That will stay.
And to come back and to go further in that, how do you work together? He's providing the music, you're providing the lyrics, so you're exchanging ideas. How does it work within the band?
Well, it's usually, you know, Martin and I get together, you know, start to work with some ideas from basically just an acoustic guitar, and then we put on the vocals. And if it's, you know, if you don't have a song that can stand on its own just with a guitar and vocals, then it's not good enough for us. So I mean, that's the principle that we work from. You know, you should be able to strip down every song to that.
Okay. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. And then if we have a strong song, then we can start building on that, you know, building the arrangements and building the everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's a bit unique is that you know, already when we are starting to build the songs, you know, on the acoustic guitar, Martin always has the rhythmic patterns in his head already before, and that comes natural since he's a drummer, you know, and lives with that. That's perhaps a bit different, you know, in our songwriting.
Okay.
If you compare it.
Mm-hmm. You seem to keep the pace of releasing a new album each 2 years. Do you think it's the natural rhythm, creatively speaking, for the band?
Yeah, what? Are you with me?
Yeah.
I just dropped the phone, sorry. Yeah, I mean, definitely, for us, it's what we can do. For us, you know, the recording process is pretty intense for us. You know, we work quite a long time, and we work, it's quite demanding for us. So, we work as fast as we can, producing music, or like, you know, and 2 year cycles is the best we can do, you know. coming to this kind of music that we make, you know, it's not that we go into the studio 2 weeks and just, you know, just make an album. It's not like that. It's more work behind it than that.
You all together, you two, you have your own studio, each of you?
No, but I mean, we don't actually in this we have one studio that we can access.
Okay.
You know, and it belongs to the guitarist who is also a producer, you know, so it's the Deepwell studio.
Mm-hmm.
that we do a lot of work in. But when it comes to just the songwriting, if you like, we can do that everywhere. You know, we can do that on tour.
Okay.
In tour bus, in venues, and we can do it, you know, we can do it anywhere. So we're not so much dependent on technology when we make the music, because we try to keep that. You know, technology is supposed to be a tool that can help you, but it's not the technology that is supposed to own the creative process.
Okay, understand. I have this idea, but it might be a cliche, that when your band is starting to work on a new record, they kind of have a very strong idea and they built on that. If it's true, what was the idea when you started to work on Likaya?
Okay, yeah. Well, in our case, we don't really work like that. We don't work from like an idea or a concept or anything like that. I think we sort of start making songs, and from that.
It's always music.
It's like the iterational process. You know.
Okay. But it's always music first and then lyrics.
Not always, but you know, many times, you know, we feel that, you know, you want the music to lead you and guide you into the lyrics. Yeah. I mean, so. Usually, yeah, I would say, in many cases.
Okay.
Sometimes there's a lyrical concept idea for a song, not for a whole album, but you know, that can grow, and then we make a song from that. It happens, actually. It has happened a few times.
Okay.
But for us, you know, it's not that structured in a sense when we make music. It's more, you know, we try to just make it into a natural flow.
Mm.
And
do you have the idea, do you have to keep in, when you compose, do you keep in mind the idea that one way or the other you need to renew yourself, or you let the creativity speak?
No, we don't try to concern ourselves, you know, with those kinds of ideas, you know, that how the old album sounded and how the new album should sound, because, you know, it's sort of like puts a little bit of a limit to everything you do. If you start thinking in those terms, I think that you are limiting yourself creatively.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for us, it's better to just make things, and then as we go along, we usually see what is. You know, we can see patterns in what we do. We can recognize patterns. As you know, as I'm talking now of what Likaya is, you know, the more primitive, raw, flesh and bone experience. That's something that we have realized during the path. You know, that it wasn't something that we decided upon when we first did the first chords for the album.
Okay.
It's something that we have sort of recognized as we went along during the whole process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The Likaya was recorded, if I'm not wrong, in two studios, in Ghost World and Deepwell.
Yeah.
Why two studios?
Well, you know, Deepwell is belongs to Marcus.
To Marcus, okay.
It's like, you know, it's this kind of nice, comfy place where you just, you know, you feel at home and you feel that you can be really creative there. You know, you can make, you can take your time and recreate music.
Yeah.
So I love, it's a great environment in Deepwell. Ghost World is a bit, you know, more, you know, it's the old Grand Hall studio, and it's like, it's bigger, and it has more features, and, you know, so that's, in Ghost World, we record stuff that needs to, you know, needs more infrastructure, if you like, you know, like drums, really loud guitars, maybe, you know, and stuff like that. We have done in Ghost Ford. We also have a really great engineer there that's called David Castillo, that is a fantastic engineer that we...
Okay.
That has also been, you know, part of the process, actually, recording the album, so...
Okay.
For us, it works very, very good to combine studios, you know, when we work.
Okay. Also, one of the key change compared to Tellurian is that you change your team of for producer and mixing duties with Marcus Gidel and Stefan Bowman. So, as you mentioned before, it was the former guitar player who was producing and mixing by David Botril. Was it important also, Marcus entered the band, so it's a key element, but also, was it also important to change? First of all, and after that, how was it to work with a kind of a famous guy like David Botril?
So how it was to work with Botril?
Yeah, let's start with that.
You know, that was on the former albums, as you mentioned, yeah.
The two former, or the former?
He's a fantastic, you know, he's not just a mixer and producer, he's an artist, you know, he's making art in his... mixings, and it was really, really inspiring to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't work with him on this album, and it's nothing, you know. Maybe, you know, I'm certain, you know, sometime in the future we will probably reach out to David again,
mm-hmm.
and maybe work with him. But we wanted to, you also want to try other things. And what we wanted this time was, you know, more of a... We wanted to work with a Swedish mixer that, you know, was... that we could, you know, so that we could be part of the process more, you mm-hmm. know, that we could really be there in the studio all the time with him, more, you know, and have a more active discussion around the mixing.
Because with Botril, he's doing his stuff, and then you finger cross, he's good, he's fine.
Not really, but if you work with Botril, you know, he's in Canada, and, you know, you can't.
Yeah.
Really, you can't bring the whole band there.
For sure.
There, you know, so you would have to be more of a, you know, you have to be more remotely attached to him.
You prefer something local.
Well, we wanted to try that for this time, and it really worked out. It was great, but at the same time, you know, I'm sure that, you know, we are definitely not this like habit creatures. We want to try new things, so
okay.
So we'll see in the future what we do.
All right.
But this time, yeah, this was a little bit of a experiment. You know, can mm-hmm. we do it at home? Can we do this? You know, in Stockholm, in Sweden, with Swedish mm-hmm. people. You know, and Stefan Bowman is, you know, I don't know if he's internationally famous.
Not really, to be honest. I don't think I heard of him.
But. No, but you know, but the guy is, you know, in Sweden he has done a lot of albums, you know, and
okay.
It's, you know, so he's a fully capable person.
All right.
Like, you know, it's really, so it was interesting. It was interesting for us to try to work, you know, with someone else and see what happened.
Okay. Yeah. One of the key elements for the identity of the band is the cover pictures. For each album, it was very, very different one from each other. The first one is a kind of black and white drawing. Second one is this very colorful one with this rhino weird stuff. The new one is much more simple. How do you work that?
Yeah, I mean, that's also, you know, we get an idea and we get we find something that is interesting, and then we want to work with that, you know, like for example, on Tellurian, you know, with the rhino, you know, we just felt that, you know, it's a beautiful painting, and it's also at the same time a bit thought provoking, and also a bit like itchy, you know, it's a bit nasty, you know. You know, the rhino eating this small humans, you know, that's kind of robs you emotionally in some way, and that's what we're looking for. And like with all our covers, you know, you should touch you in some way. And on with the wolves, yeah, we're going for more simplicity, if you like, you know, in the design. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, also, you know, if you look at the wolf, there's two wolves, and the wolves in the background have this extremely intense, scared look that we were really, we really felt that was a great representation of, you know, where we are right now, you know, a little bit like, or like, I don't know, or the primal thing about it, you know, this animal instinct.
Okay, okay. And
for us, it was representative, you know, on this album.
Okay. So, in the past, you shoot some video clips for some of your songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's available on Vivo. What is planned for Likaya?
Yeah, that's you know, we'll see.
Nothing done yet.
There's some plans. You know, we're gonna do some more material. No, we haven't done any video that is gonna be released now. We will see. We see there's still, you know, some time left, you know. So there's probably gonna be more stuff, but you know, but I don't have all the specifics on exactly what will come right now.
Okay. Do you like that kind of exercise, or it's a necessary pain?
Sorry, one more time.
Do you like shooting videos, or it's a pain?
Well, you know, that definitely depends. But you know, I personally think that videos is great, but that, you know, it can be. I mean, the fun is the wrong word, because you know it's quite tough to do videos.
Yeah, you're doing the same stuff again and again and again.
Sure, putting in a lot of effort into it.
Yeah.
So that's one way. And I think also that, you know, if you do a video, you should have a good vision, you know.
Yeah.
You shouldn't just do a stupid video for the sake of it. If you do a video, you should do it for it. It should be something really great.
So no good ideas, no videos. Okay.
Yeah, if you like, yeah. But we'll see, you know, we'll see what we do.
All right.
You know? We always try to come up with something, but it doesn't have to follow exactly, you know, the outs.
Okay.
The outtaken path. We'll see what happens.
You mentioned it earlier, the lineup of the band is not very stable. Between each album, you had to change some of the band members. Do you think on the long term it's a problem, or if the core of you and Martin is enough, and you after that you find new musician each time if necessary?
Well, okay, there's two answers to that. I would say that, you know, people should feel very confident that, you know, Martin and I are, you know, a very, you know, we are
involved.
We are the core of. As long as we stay together, there's always going to be someone, you know, and there's always going to be a certain, you know, the music of someone would have its characteristics, you know,
yeah,
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We have changed a few members, and that's for me. I think that's natural. You know, you start off. You know, we started off with Steve, Giorgio.
Yeah.
Well,
you knew he would not last. He's so busy. You know.
No, we didn't think like that. You know, when we started, Martin, we were discussing who we wanted as a bass player, and you know, for Martin, he said, you know, that Steve Giorgio is the best player, the best bass player that he has ever, you know, you know, worked with or so we really wanted him to do it. And we didn't have any, you know, we asked him to if he wanted to join the band, you know, and work with us. And, you know, it came, and it was great, you know, he did a great effort, and but it came to a point where, you know, where it started to get a bit hard, you know, with all the distances. You know, he lives in California, and you know, if if you need to rehearse quite often, you know, to be a good band, you know. So, mm-hmm. So that all this practical stuff, you know, made it a bit hard to stick together. So mm-hmm. that, you know, that was one thing. He's a great guy. I still, you know, think he's a really great bass player, but you know, he's not with us anymore, unfortunately.
Okay.
You know, Kim, when he, you know, it's the same, you know, personal reasons, you know, it's quite hard, you know, it can be tough, you know, to play in a band and with very high, we have a very, very high expectations of, you know, for everything we do, and you know, it's tough.
Okay. So, understand.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, now we have people that we can stick with for a long time. You know?
Sure.
But it's a struggle, you know. It's hard to keep everything together.
Hmm?
Yeah, it is. But I think that we are really, really, you know, we are a really great team live when we play this setup. It's fantastic. And we'd love to play together. So that's fun.
All right. So the album Likaya will be released in 3 months.
Yeah.
A pretty long time to wait. Are you kind of, disappointed to wait, excited to see what will be the reaction?
I think it's good. You know, we finalized the album in August.
Yeah.
So the album has been, for us, it has been finalized since a while back, and now we are starting to realize that, you know, what was our album is now starting to get shared with others, and that's of course a bit, you know, unusual, you know, when you start to realize that other people have heard the album and, you know, that they know about it. Same time, it's good that we have had some time to get some distance to the album. It feels pretty, you know, it's a good thing for us.
Okay.
To come back now. We have more energy now than we would have had, you know, right after finalizing the album in August, you know, because then we were like emotionally drained. Now we have sort of like refilled, if you like it.
And just my last question, so the album will be released in a few months. Do you have already plans for touring?
Yeah, there's going to be a tour in April. Starting from April.
Europe, or you know the countries already? Or?
Europe, yes.
Okay.
Europe. And I'm also quite certain that Paris was in there.
Okay, so we'll be happy to welcome you then.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much.
Good to be there.
Thank you very much. Take care, and hope to see you soon in France again.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Cheers.